وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the traits that a person needs to have or should have in order for him to observe the human rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to observe. One of these concepts that we have been discussing and trying to understand is in fact the concept of taqwa. And we said this concept of taqwa applies to everything in our lives, especially when it comes to, you know, observing the human rights. The last verse we looked at was verse 8 in chapter Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And before that, Allah brought forward the concept of justice. And not the entire concept of justice, rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted one aspect of the notion of justice, which is holding firm in the court of law and truly and correctly testifying against the wrongdoers in support of the righteous, or at least the good doers. So when somebody wants me to give my testimony and witness for something that I have witnessed, I'm advised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give it correctly, regardless of what will happen. Because the Quran, he does take into account, and he says, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنْآنُ قَوْمٍ. And do not let the hatred and prejudice of people lead you to injustice, because this is one of the causes. What people do towards us will change. Because we've seen many times, and maybe this would have happened to me or to you, we can relate to, is that sometimes we prevent justice from happening. We don't say everything we know because we might fear something. Whether we fear the loss of something or we fear of maybe receiving something bad ourselves. So we're constantly trying to avoid these things by not telling the truth and avoiding the truth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this case, he says, as a human being, it's not like I have a police that can see what's inside me and will dictate what I should say and shouldn't say. So there's nothing from the inside that people from the outside can do to get the truth out of me. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, since there is no such a thing, we will give you taqwa. You need to have taqwa. So taqwa is the inner voice, that inner police officer that you have in your head, that is constantly trying to tell you to do the right thing and avoid the haram and don't harm other people. Because if this voice is not in our heads, then us committing haram and doing haram is very more likely. Why? Because then I wouldn't care. Because there's nothing to tell me what is wrong and what is not. And no one to draw the boundaries for me. So it is easier for me to cross them. Now, having said that, let us just take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we were saying that when it comes to taqwa, which is translated into being God conscious or being God worry, means that at all cases, at all circumstances, at all situations, I should constantly keep reminding myself the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. Not just reminding, but actually feeling it. Because these words and these commands and these advices that we find in the Quran, they will always remain either a written format or a verbal format, unless they are applied. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amnu ittaqu, O you who believe, fear Allah, have piety of Allah, be God conscious, be God wary. He's not just trying to say to me, well, it's just, you know, a word that I'm just saying. It means nothing. No, He's saying, ittaqu means like, be constantly aware, be constantly open-minded, be constantly holding yourselves accountable for the actions that you do. Otherwise, you're falling in the trap of shaitan, the trap of illusion, the trap of delusion. And this is what Allah says, وَلَا تَتَّبُعْ خُطْوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow the steps of shaitan. So we have to always maintain taqwa itself and acquire taqwa itself. Because like I said, taqwa is a concept by itself unless it is applied, where a person, before he does and he commits any act, he thinks twice. What will be the consequences of this action? And does such an action please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or actually, one should always ask himself that question. Is the actions I'm doing pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because sometimes as mu'mineen, as believers, we acclaim that we are God-worthy, we are muttaqeen. But we never pay attention to our actions. We do so much haram on a daily basis. But yet we assume that we are muttaqeen. A person could not be a muttaqi and at the same time transgresses against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can't be a muttaqi and he's harming other people, verbally or physically. And sometimes we end up harming the closest people to us, our spouses or our children. Why? It's because we give ourselves the right to do what we want. Why? Because we don't have that compass. We don't have that antivirus that helps filters my thoughts and my emotions and says to me, this is right, this is wrong. So being God conscious, being muttaqi, will always make you see the truth. But in order to achieve taqwa, one has to work for it, one has to earn it. And when we put all the akhlaq and all the ethical concepts, then they make sense. And then they would create the perfect utopia for me and you. But until taqwa happens, I am a threat to myself. I am a threat to you. And I am a threat to society. And that's why most people, for example, who commit the crimes and do crimes are people who are very far away from Allah. So we need to be very aware. Inshallah, we will leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.